1 Corinthians chapter 14, and let's look at verse 1. This is kind of the foundation for this. And so, thank you, Father. Can I just pray? Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for gathering together as a family, gathering together as your family. We thank you that we are the body of Christ, that we are fitly joined together, that there's not one member that's more significant than another member. We thank you, Father, that there are gifts that are placed in each one of us, that each one of us have all of the gifts of the Spirit. We have the whole Spirit of God on the inside of us, the fullness. And so, Father, I just thank you that as we open our hearts to you tonight, Holy Spirit, flow freely, flow unhindered in Jesus' name. I believe questions will be answered. People's lives will be changed and will be edified, will be exhorted, will be comforted, even tonight in this moment as we grow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. So it says this, it starts out by saying, pursue love. 1 Corinthians 14, 1, pursue love. Before anything else, pursue love. The previous verse in 13:13 actually says, now abides or now dwells faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Now, I want you to understand something about this and why this is so important. A lot of people want to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. That's always been a desire of mine. It's always been this deep-seated desire and to want to flow in prophecy and the different things like that, which the Lord's beginning to, I mean, this is happening more and more in my life. It happens in more detail now in my life. But I can tell you that my pursuit of those things didn't trump my pursuit of love. My pursuit of love for people, love for others, is always so that I can say, God, how can I best be in position to be a blessing to them? Okay, not how can I do something so that I can hear you better or prophesy better. No, how can I be in a position to be used by you, to co-labor with you, to be a blessing to somebody else? Because it's none of me, it's all of him, right? And so just being that conduit, being that faithful servant, if you will, and it's pursuing love with people. And this is why it's really, really important that you, I'm talking to everybody here tonight, that you don't just, when you come to church, you're not coming to church just to receive information. Okay? You're not coming to church just to see how it's going to benefit you.
That's right.
All right? When you come into these doors, when you come into this place, you are connecting with family. You are connecting with the body of Christ, you know, and there's some people that they are, they're not really good necessarily about building relationship, or they, you have extroverts and then you have introverts, right? You have people that, you know, they don't know how to forge those relationships and things like that. But I tell you what, you hang around here long enough, don't leave as soon as we say amen. You know, people stay here to talk, to get to know one another, that kind of thing. Your relationships, as that's being built intentionally, and you have to be intentional about it. What happens is that there is a coming together of minds, and the Bible talks about agreement that happens between two people. Like, if any two of you agree as touching anything, it shall be done. So there's an agreement. There is power that comes in that agreement. And so one of the things that Satan would love to do is to try to isolate people and try to get them, you know, divided, you know, from people. And so that there's not that coming together, because we're fitly joined together. Because what happens is when you do that, when you start building those relationships, when you start understanding what's happening with somebody else, love begins to flow.
Yes.
And as love begins to flow, the gifts of the Spirit begin to flow as well. And that's the most important thing. You'll all of a sudden have something for somebody. God will give you a picture. God will cause you. But it's not just in isolation. Well, I don't want to talk to anybody, but God, please use me to help somebody. No, it doesn't really work that way. It really comes out of this community of believers, you know, and in this safe space. And so what we have found, I've had some leaders come over to our house. You know, we'll meet every now and then, and with the sole purpose of just, we'll do some worship, we'll pray in the Spirit, we'll do some things, not for direction, not for vision casting, not to talk about the church or any of that kind of thing, actually just to get us into a place that we're hearing what the Spirit of God, let's all be hearing the same thing, you know, and let's pull from each other, let's hear. And what's happened over the course of us doing this is just this beautiful harmony of hearing everybody, just as, you know, they're talking, they're hearing. One will say something, another one will say something. And this last time when we got together, it was so funny because usually, as I do here, a lot of times I'll say, hey, so Alan, do you have something? Or, you know, Jacob, do you have something? And as we're in the middle of worship, the Lord said, shut up. He said, be quiet. He said, you're not leading this thing tonight. He said, I'm leading it. And so there were times that I wanted to, and the Lord said, mm-mm. And what happened is it was such a beautiful moment that this person just began to minister as the Lord gave them. And there was no head, there was no leader in it, except the Holy Spirit just beautifully orchestrated the whole thing. And it was amazing. And that's what happens when you intentionally take some time to get together, to pray, to worship together, those kind of things. Be open to the Spirit of God. Okay, so it says here that we are to pursue love. It says here that we're to pursue love. Why? Because love is the river through which the gifts flow. When we talk about the gifts of the Spirit, if you're watching by live stream, when we get into this motion or this portion here in a moment of the service, we're going to cut the live stream so that others can step out freely without wondering who's watching them at live stream and that kind of thing. But understand the teaching here for just a moment, that love is the river through which the gifts. When we talk about the gifts, we're talking about prophecy, words of wisdom, words of knowledge. There's gifts of healing, tongues, interpretation. There's discerning of spirits. There are all kinds of things. There's about 9 gifts that you read about in 1 Corinthians 12 and some other things as well. So when we say spiritual gifts, that's what we're talking about. So he says, pursue love and desire spiritual gift. Can you say desire spiritual gifts? Desire spiritual gifts. Can I ask you a question? Will you prophesy if you don't desire to prophesy? No. You know, y'all can answer louder than that if you want to. Yeah. If you don't, so why is it, this is the reason why Paul says you need to desire spiritual gifts. Because the Holy Spirit is never going to force on you what you don't desire. He's never going to work through you. He's never going to speak through you. He's never going to, he doesn't force you into something. He'll gently call you into it. That he'll do. And he'll put a desire on the inside of you, but you get to make the decision of whether you're going to desire to go further into these things with the Lord or not. And if you don't desire it, you'll never experience it. Okay? And so it's up to you. You pursue love. Okay? And then why? Because love first pursued you. How about that? Right? Love pursued you so that you can pursue love with others and then desire spiritual gifts. But then he goes on to say, especially that you may prophesy, right? It said that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue. So now, because the Corinthian church, here they were speaking, you know, all of them were just in the middle of the service, they were just all speaking in tongues and nobody understood them. And so Paul wanted prophecy because it would benefit and it would help everybody else. And so he said, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. So I could sit here for the next 30 minutes and just speak in tongues, and you wouldn't understand a word that I'm saying. And it wouldn't benefit you, and it wouldn't bless you at all. I'd be speaking to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. So see, speaking in tongues isn't wrong, but just do it on your own time when you can edify yourself. Or unless there's a moment during worship or a moment in the church where, you know, we're just kind of all doing it in that moment for a particular reason, and you edify yourself. But he who prophesies edifies the church. And so there's some encouragement there. So here's what I first of all want to do before we cut the live stream. I wanted to find out. I enjoyed last week so much with the questions and answers. Questions. There were three amazing questions that were asked last week. And so I think that we're going to do more of this kind of thing to make it very instructional, very practical. And so the first thing I wanted to ask with regard to the gifts of the Spirit is, since this is what we're talking about, so not just a general question, but does anybody have a question about the gifts of the Spirit, about prophecy, or about something along those lines that maybe you haven't understood, or maybe you've struggled with, or maybe you just want to know how, you know, to step into some of those things? So any questions real quick? Okay.
What is the difference between prophecy and the word of wisdom or knowledge, how those work together? How are those different from prophesying? Is that saying that prophecy is to edify the church, mm-hmm. and then a word of wisdom and word of knowledge is usually for an individual, correct?
Yeah, I think that that's the best way to answer that. I think that, like a word of knowledge, for instance, a word of knowledge may be something like, somebody here is dealing with kidney issues. Okay, it's a word of knowledge, and so if somebody's dealing with those kidney issues, then it's to help individuals. And so it's not going to be corporately. Is anybody dealing with kidney issues tonight? It kind of hit me all of a sudden, and I just like.
There probably is, because a while ago he dropped that into me too, that someone has.
Yeah, so you heard that earlier. Yeah. What? Yeah. So Derek also got that same word. So why don't we move with that for a second? So
I've prayed for people that have been sick before.
Sorry, there you go. Yeah.
And so, you know, my knee started hurting, or my foot, or my elbow. I remember one time my elbow was hurting, and I asked, does anyone in here have any pain with their elbow? Because I know that I haven't injured myself, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was three people and they got healed. Mm-hmm. So that's a word of knowledge.
Yeah.
One way.
Yeah, it can happen. It can happen that way. I've had that happen a couple of times myself. Okay, so that's good. Kidneys. Anybody with a kidney issue, or you felt like that you've had pain in this area of your kidneys? Let's just... Abby, sorry. You're part of the family, so that's good. Is that you?
Yeah.
Well, come on up here. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that's a word of knowledge just already being in operation. Thank you, Father.
I didn't know it was kidney issues.
Yeah, but you've had...
Sitting there with pain
in that area?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's awesome. Derek, come here. Since you had it first, thank you, Father. We can all be in agreement right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, every pain leaves, everything gets fixed right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Yeah, go ahead and check that out.
It's just like a stiff, weird, like,
yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. It's internal. Like, you know when it's internal. It's not like, mm-hmm. I'm sitting there going,
we will check it by the we will
that's what's happening now.
Yeah, just watch it as it continues to go away, and we'll check it here again at the end of the service, okay? So that's awesome. So anyway, so that's a word of knowledge. And if there's anybody watching by live stream that has been dealing with kidney issues, we just right now, because I just feel impressed, in Jesus' name, we speak to that right now. We command not just the pain to leave, but the kidney to be restored in Jesus' name, that the inflammation to go right now in the name of Jesus, and that it functions properly. Everything functions the way that God intended it for it to do. And I command diseased kidneys to be healed now in Jesus' name. And that doctor's report that says you're going to have to go on dialysis, we say it will not have to happen. That full function comes back right now. The next time that it's tested in the name of Jesus, you'll get a good report from it. So just go in confidence. Hallelujah, man. That's a word from God for somebody that's watching by live stream as well. So praise God for that, or watches it later. So amen. Word of knowledge. Yeah. Word of wisdom can be the very, very same thing. Very practical, very specific for somebody. But then prophecy, what he talks about there in prophecy is that the whole church is edified through prophecy. Prophecy. Now, there can be individual prophecy as well. There can be individual, you know, specific. I mean, so as, for instance, when I was praying, as I pray for people, God would give me words for them. That's a prophetic word, you know, for their life. And that's okay. So, yeah. Any other questions? Yes. Hold on for just a second. Who wants to be? Hey, Jacob, would you just be my mic runner, please? Hey, let's welcome Jacob and Bianca to our service tonight. Now that Stephen and Elizabeth are doing the youth for the first time by themselves tonight as they've moved into this new position. So lots of firsts happening in November.
So this isn't necessarily like my question, but the Lord told me to ask it. So okay. Maybe somebody's on somebody's mind or somebody's mind. How do you know which one your gift is?
Okay, so that's a great question. How do you know which one your gift is? Here's how you know you're gifted with all nine of them.
Amen.
Okay? And there used to be this idea, and sometimes in some churches, they would go around saying, what's your gift? What's your gift? What's your gift? What's your gift? Oh, I have discerning of spirits. Oh, I have words of wisdom. Oh, and that kind of thing. No. There's not nine pieces to the Holy Spirit. You have the full Holy Spirit. And so what 1 Corinthians 12 says is he distributes to people as he wills. And what that means is he knows what gift is needed for a particular situation at a given time. And so anybody can operate in any gift if they're listening to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So that's a great question. It's a great question. Yeah, do people have an indication or have an inclination? So the question is, do people have an inclination towards one or the other? Is that kind of what you're more like, gifted in?
You might be able to discern.
Yes. Have the microphone. Come on.
It's like an SNL skit. Like that you could discern, one of the gifts more often or better than another. Is that possible?
I think that it's about what you're comfortable with, and what you're, what you have faith for, what you have confidence in. Okay, so for instance, prophecy is something that I've desired. Okay, but it's not the most comfortable gift for me. Discerning of spirits, I can discern spirits just like that. Okay, it doesn't matter whoever I come into contact with. I'm always. And so that's just my father's that way. And I think that there's no scripture to back this up, but I think that just a lot of times in the family. So for instance, there is a scripture, actually, Philip, who was one of the seven, he had four daughters that they prophesied, all of them, all four of them, you know. And so sometimes you'll see similar giftings be more manifest. You have some that operate. Some people operate effortlessly in the gifts of healing. Okay? They have, and I think that the reason for that is that because they have highly developed faith for it. Mm-hmm. They just do. Like, but when you step into prophecy for the first time, or like tongues and interpretation, like who here is ready, if I just hand you a mic, to interpret a tongue that I give? Who's ready for that? JT, yes. JT's the only one. But can I tell you that about JT, that in answer to your question, that he has already got this flow, this gifting that he can interpret tongues just automatically. So yes, there are some. So the long answer to your very quick question is yes, people can be much more comfortable in them. But what I would encourage you to do is not get stuck in that.
Amen.
Don't think that, well, this is just the way God uses me, because what will happen is then instead of there being nine rivers that flow through you, because the Bible says out of your belly will flow rivers. Not a river, but rivers. There are multiple and faceted ways in which God wants to use you. But what happens, people get stuck in one river and think that's the only way that God's going to use me and I'm good with that, when you actually can spend your life letting Him and experiencing other rivers of the way that He flows. See? And so that's what I'm after. That's why I'm going for it. Deeper with prophecy than ever before. I'm stepping into areas I've never been in before, and it is fun and it's awesome. That's a good question. Yes, Dawn. This will be the last question, and then we're going to cut live stream and we're going to move into some activation stuff. Yeah.
What is discerning of spirits?
What does that mean? What is discerning of spirits? Great question. What is discerning of spirits? So, first of all, many times when you're, again, these gifts are used for individuals. And so you can come into an environment, you can come into a place, not necessarily in church, you know, so a lot of times we think that gifts have to be used in a church service. No, the gifts of the Spirit can be used outside of these four walls and should be. Okay? Words of wisdom, words of knowledge, prophecy, all these things, they can and should be used as you come into contact with people at work, people, and all of that. So discerning of spirits is you recognize that there are demonic spirits that are literally involved with the individual that you're ministering to. Okay? And so As a practical example, so I know that, you know, when people are dealing with when evil spirits are not necessarily demon possessed, I can discern that as well. But you don't run into that as much, you know, down here in the South. But people will be demon oppressed in the sense that they've just got, like, they're just dealing with their mind, and they're, you know, a lot of times oppression, depression, things like that. You know, you can recognize, is it because of situations? Is it a medical thing? Or is it a demonic spirit that's harassing them? That's discerning of spirits. You know, I was praying for somebody one time here. And so it, literally because of some family history and some things that had been going on in the family, as I began to pray, I began to be aware of the spirits that were involved in the family, in the extended family that had wreaked havoc in this family. And so as I was praying and commanding the spirit to let go of this individual, that thing talked back to me in the spirit and said, I have a right to be here because of this and because of this and because of this. And so what I did is I just said, no, you don't have a right because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And as soon as I did, it loosed this person. Now, it wasn't that he was demon possessed, but it was because it was the bondage, it was the stronghold, it was that kind of thing. So you have to be in a place that you can discern those things, because sometimes, you know, like for instance, Jesus said about the woman bowed over for 18 years, ought not this woman whom Satan has bound? Okay. In other places, when he healed, like deaf ears, he cast out the deaf demon. you know, like, and recognize it was a demon that was creating the problem, not just some kind of a natural thing. So you got to know. Sometimes laying hands on the sick isn't because they're just sick. There's a spirit behind it. Does that make sense? So that's a little bit of ways that discerning of spirits happens. Okay, so for the live stream audience, thank you for joining us tonight. It was awesome, and I hope that answers some questions for you. And so we're going to say bye-bye now, and we're going to get right into some activation tonight. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.